Curtis Ellis, Trump and the Paris Climate Accord and Other Promise Kept. By Curtis Ellis on November 11, 2019. On November 4, 2019, President Trump made good on yet another promise to the American people. That was the day the Trump administration formally notified the UN that the United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accords. This fulfills the promise Donald J. Trump made on the campaign trail and renewed soon after taking office when he declared his intent to pull out of the globalist compact. In doing so, President Trump has upheld his commitment to put the interests of the American people in America first. President Trump has rejected the alarmism, globalist groupthink and questionable premises the climate change activists have used to justify unnecessary costs, taxes and regulations that would cripple our economic growth and prosperity. The UN agreement has numerous infirmities, not the least of which is the massive drain it would impose on the US economy. The Paris Accord would force the United States to cut its carbon emissions, which means energy use and industry, by almost a third from 2005 levels. Meanwhile, China, already the greatest polluter on Earth, would be allowed to actually increase the amount of greenhouse gases it dumps into the atmosphere. The Paris Agreement is projected to kill as many as 2.7 million jobs within the United States by 2025, according to the National Economic Research Associates. It would crush America's coal, energy and manufacturing industries with austerity measures imposed by unaccountable opaque international bureaucracies. The Heritage Foundation says this part of the climate agreement alone amounts to a $2.5 trillion tax on the American people, an estimated $30,000 per family. But there's more. American taxpayers would also foot the bill for a multi-billion dollar green energy fund that would be redistributed to most of the other 170 nations in the agreement, including dictatorships and some of the most corrupt countries on Earth. If that were not reason enough to run away, the overall effect of the agreement would be practically non-existent. According to Dr. Bjorn Lomborg, an economist who studied the accord, even if every nation fulfilled each of its commitments in the compacts, which no one expects, global temperature reduction would be only 0.05 of a degree, 0.05 degrees Celsius, by 2100. In critiquing the Paris deal, CNBC senior columnist Jack Novak wrote, "Big government and centrally planned schemes like the Paris deal are the problem, rather than the solution to the current environmental challenges." Billionaires like Michael Bloomberg, who is the United Nations Secretary General's special envoy for climate action, pay homage to the environment for the cameras, but their primary concern is making money. Bloomberg slammed President Trump for withdrawing from the Paris Agreement, a pact that Congress never approved. And yet Bloomberg is quick to tell everyone he can that communist China's self-declared president for life Xi Jinping is not a dictator. This, even as Xi orders the shooting of protesters in Hong Kong and the imprisonment of millions in concentration camps in western China. Why? Because Bloomberg makes millions doing business in communist China. He dare not tell the truth about the world's most repressive and filthiest dictatorship for the same reason LeBron James won't. Bloomberg's not afraid of global warming, he's afraid of being frozen out like the Houston Rockets. The Paris Climate Agreement doesn't provide any meaningful environmental gains. It would only help billionaire financiers rake in yet more money with deceptively advertised products and services. While big money interests generate hysteria and false narratives, President Trump has once again demonstrated the independent thinking that has made him anathema to the elite establishmentarians. President Trump kept his promise to the American people to put America first. He stood by his decision to leave the Paris Climate Accords, and we are all far better off as a result. Curtis Ellis is policy director with America First Policies. He was a senior policy advisor with the Donald J. Trump campaign.